Welcome to Sounding's Mindful Media Podcast. I'm Dudley Evanson, and for more than four decades, my husband Dean Evanson and I have created music and media that supports healing people and the planet. In our Soundings podcasts, we share interviews with wisdom keepers we have met in the course of our life journey. To learn more about our activities and releases, please visit our website and blog at soundings.com. Hey, I'm Dudley Evanson, and I wanted to share with you some thoughts I've been having about how to use the chakra system to create a beautiful stress-free holidays when you do gather with family and friends. So I'm just going to go through each of the chakras. So we're going to start with the seventh chakra. Often I go through the root chakra to the crown, and we work that way, but this time I want to focus on the seventh chakra, the crown. And this is our spiritual center. This is where we set our intention. How do we want our holidays to be? Do we want them to be relaxed and enjoyment, full of fun, everybody getting along? These are things that we can actually decide to set our intention. And so this is what happens at that level of overview and the spirit of it all. Set intention. And then as we drop down to the third eye, this is our sixth chakra. This is where we can use our eyes, our visualization, our mind. We can create pictures in our mind. So what I like to suggest is here we can see how it's going to be. We can picture everyone gathering peacefully. We can picture all those gifts being chosen and wrapped in perfect timing without stress. So we're beginning to picture how things will go, because that's where it all begins, is how we picture it. And the next level, we drop to the fifth chakra, and this is our throat center, or our communication center. So here's where we make plans, we communicate, we talk about our issues with who's gonna bring what, how can we mutually support each other. The other thing that often happens at holiday gatherings is with a little too much bubbly, all sorts of issues come up, and people begin to kind of get in little argumentative states. This is where we might want to avoid talking about politics or religion or things that are a little personal, but that we know we're not gonna solve in one family gathering. So communication, speaking our truth lovingly and kindly. That's what we do here at the fifth chakra, the throat chakra. And then we drop down to the heart level. This is our love and our relationships and connecting with our dear ones and our family and friends. It's also the meaning of the season. You know, the season is about celebrating the spirit. It's something that we do at the heart center. So we have the giving, the receiving, the breathing in and breathing out. It all happens at this level at the heart, and that is the central chakra. So then we drop down to three, and that's the third chakra. This is our solar plexus. This is our power center, and this is our action center. So we take action. We do what we need to do. We go and get the things, we gather the stuff, we get the gifts, we send them off, we do them all in a timely manner. And so we are taking action to make sure that all these things, from our intention to our visualization to our communication and to our heart, that we are actually able to take action to make those things happen. And then we drop to our second chakra, and this is our sacred chakra. This is a relationship, sexuality, but it's also connecting with others. And so here we want to be sure to be able to know that we are working this out just perfectly, and we are enjoying ourselves, because why do it if we're not going to have some fun? So it's all about making it a play. We can have a good time. And then we drop down to our first chakra. This is our grounding. This is our root chakra. This is our connection with the earth and the planet and all nature. And it's also about the physical reality of things. So how is it going in this way? And so here we want to feel grounded. And anytime things get a little crazy and in the holidays or at the family gatherings, or it looks like maybe some arguments happening or something like that, we're just going to know that we can ground out, and then we can make it all perfect in the best way possible. And so that's my gift to you this season. I really hope you can enjoy your holidays with family and friends, whether you're with alone, even by yourself, or maybe you're Zooming with family, maybe you can't get together for some reason. But when you do get together, there are lots of issues and plans and processes and things that have to be taken care of. And we can do this in a beautiful way where everything runs smoothly, and thankfully our little chakra system can help us to remember how to have stress-free holidays. But it's also something that you can have a stress-free life when you think about intention, visualization, communication, heart, loving, giving and receiving, power, action, and then sacred relationships, enjoyment, and then grounding with the earth. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you around the block a few times. Check us out on our website and in our various video channels, social media, and we will see you next time. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to our Soundings Mindful Media Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this program. To learn more about our music, guided meditations, books, and videos, please visit our website and blog at soundings.com. Peace through music. Blessings.